News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We're expecting partly cloudy skies and scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon. Temperatures in the lower 80s. It is 10:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. Rothschild police say one person has been injured after a shooting outside a bar Saturday night. Police were called to PJ's Logjam on Schofield Avenue to break up a fight, but just before they arrived, somebody fired a weapon. Police have confirmed that one person was struck, but have not said how badly they were injured. They also don't know if the people involved in the fight knew each other. The case remains under investigation. The shelling is picking up again today in Gaza as fierce fighting wages on. An Israeli airstrike killed at least 10 people and wounded dozens more at a UN-operated school. It's the second time the school has been hit in the last week. More than 1,700 Palestinians have died in the recent fighting. State utility officials have approved a $13 million expansion of a coal pit in Knowlton. That landfill is used to store and dispose of coal ash from the Weston 4 power plant from Wisconsin Public Service. That waste used to be used as filler for concrete, but changes in regulation have disallowed that use in the future. In sports, it was a rough night for the Brewers as they were 9-7 losers to the Cardinals last night. The Brewers and the Cardinals will be back in action this afternoon for the rubber game of the series. We'll have pregame starting for you this afternoon at 12:35. Let's take a look at the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Again, partly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, some scattered showers, once again a low of 59. Scattered storms on Monday with a high of 75. Tuesday, partly cloudy skies and 75 degrees. That's your news, weather, and sports. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.